What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow on North Sound 1380 KRKO Radio.
Green flag waving again at Atlanta. Ryan Newman gets out of there like a dog with his tail on fire. He's got three car lengths on Mark Martin already.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow. Can't have a show without the godfather of soul. Man, James Brown just gets it done. It is a pleasure to welcome our first guest of the 2009 season. I believe he's down in Southern California right now. Guy who is just in serious contention for the Camping World Truck Series Rookie of the Year. Had three races in there. Had some really good finishes. Daytona, he did really well at. Atlanta, he had to have had a blast in that one. California was its own animal. But Taylor Mawson joins us. How are you, Taylor?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. It's good to hear your voice. What are you doing down in California?
We're running the Mini Gold Cup in this Regan Racing Fire on Graphics sprint car. Hopefully, come out here not too bad and a little bit rusty in a sprint car, but we should be fine.
When was the last time you were behind the wheel in one of them beasts?
I think the Fred Bromfield Memorial in September.
Oh, there you go.
It's been a while.
So what, you're there until when, Sunday?
Yeah, I'm flying. We race Friday, Saturday night, and I'm flying back to Charlotte on Sunday. But we'll be down here this weekend getting our sprint car on.
So tell us about this truck deal. You're driving for Randy Moss Motorsports, and it's driving the number 81 truck. Nice-looking truck, by the way. And tell us kind of how that whole program came together for you.
Yeah, the nice-looking truck would be a credit to Fire Down Graphics. But, we had to sign up with BD and Build This Racing. They shut down, and we ended up coming across Randy Moss Motorsports and just kind of I did really well. We got Doug Wilco as our crew chief, and 180 jumped on board as a sponsor for the year, and we should be running and hopefully win the Rookie of the Year. But it's been a real pleasure to work with the Randy Moss guys, and the Toyotas and Tundras have been out there just killing it with motor-wise and aero packages and everything. So it should be a good year. It's a fun series. It reminds me a lot of the sprint car days back at Skagit and stuff, of just, rough and tumble and, no hold barn type racing instead of ARCA was a little bit different, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it and can't wait to keep doing it.
Taylor, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. You came out of the ARCA series. You obviously, came out of the dirt sprint car first, went into ARCA, and that was your pavement experience. Is there things that you can take from that ARCA car and transfer over to a big old bulky Camping World truck?
Just track experience, really. That truck is such an aero-dependent vehicle that, you can't take really anything from the ARCA car. A car is all about handling stuff. When you get in that truck, it's all about aero and how the car in front of you or behind you or next to you takes the aero off the back of the truck or the spoiler. And the ARCA car does a little bit, but nothing like these trucks.
If nothing else, though, it helps you find the bathrooms at the racetracks and things like that probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor, when we had Kevin Hamlin on a couple of years ago, I asked him a question. I'm going to ask you the very same question. Talk about the first time you went through the tunnel at Daytona, knowing you had to race on that track.
It was a year ago, I think, for testing there. It was pretty intimidating, I guess. You can't even see from turn one, you can't see turn three, and kind of get lost when you're there. But once you get out there, they just tell you to hold you wide open, and once you get on the track, it makes it, it's just the same as any other track, a little bit rougher in Talladega, but it's definitely a whole new experience going out there, coming from, dirt tracks and stuff where you can see every little ounce of the track.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, and now, are you guys got a race coming up at Bristol, not this weekend, but the following weekend, right?
Cup does. I think we don't race Bristol till later in the year.
Oh, okay.
We race Martinsville in a couple weekends here.
Now, are you looking forward to some of these, half-mile, three-quarter-mile tracks where, a lot of your sprint car experience, because, those trucks, they're just beasts, man. They're so much fun to watch, and they just look like they're just crazy to hang on to.
Yeah, Martinsville should be fun. I raced Bristol last year, and I really like Bristol. You can get up on the wheel there. You can get up on the high side, and so that track reminds me the most of a sprint car because it's just, get up on the wheel, get up on the gas, and have fun. And I've never raced Martinsville. I'm sure it's the exact same. Just you got to kind of, you know, rub and race and type deal when you get to those places.
You said you ran Bristol, and of course, if you listen to any of the Cup drivers, they have a description. Each one of them has their own. You know, it's like flying fighter jets in a gymnasium. It's, you know, like being in the middle of a beehive. How would you describe, what's your twist on Bristol?
I'd say it's the Super Bowl of NASCAR races. It's just, you could walk in that place and you ski down the banking easily. I mean, it's like, it's intimidating, as in, it's a huge Coliseum type deal, and everyone comes to watch your race, and then you get out there, and the banking's so intense that you hardly have to lift at that half mile in a truck, at least, and it's just a lot of fun to race. I can see why it's one of the favorite most places for a lot of guys to go.
I'm going
to
guess that's not a place where aero is big.
No. I mean, it helps a little, but you can knock off some pain, you'll be fine.
So talk about racing for Randy Moss. He's a really world-famous National Football League player, but tell us how the whole, you know, what's it like to drive for him? Because the interviews I've seen, not necessarily right after he's done playing a football game, but I've seen a couple of them when he's talking about his truck team, and it seems like there's a lot of genuine excitement there.
Yeah, he is one of the most, down-to-earth guys I've ever met. He just wants me to have fun. He's not putting any pressure on me to win. He's just saying, like, you know, I've been in your shoes before. I know what it's like with the pressure. Just do the best you can, and I'm supporting you, and we'll make a career out of this type deal. And he's not just your normal owner that comes in there with the money. He wants to be a part of it, and he's there every race he can be there. He's at Atlanta with Marshall Faulk and stuff, and we were hanging out before the race. And he's just a really good boss, and I'm really fortunate to have him as my boss.
Now, you have relocated back to the Charlotte, North Carolina area?
Yeah, no, I have a place back there, and I got a place in Mill Creek still.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm running 30 sprint car races in their fire down graphics green racing car, so I should be home, you know, quite a bit this throughout the year, but I mean, just going to be on the weekends or whatnot.
That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. How much, for lack of a better term, freedom do you have in your contract with Randy Moss Motorsports to go out and run sprint car races?
Bill Davis was happy with me running sprint cars, and when they shut down and we were searching for teams, it was one of my deals is, you know, if the owner said I couldn't race sprint cars, I didn't want to race for them because I need my lack of experience. I need seat time, and I think sprint car is no better way to get seat time with 100 horsepower and 1,200 pound car, and I think running as much as I can every weekend is the best thing for my career, and that's what my crew chief at Randy Moss himself and David Dollar all thought was just, yeah, get in a car anytime you can and have fun. I mean, it's kind of like when Kyle Busch hops in a truck, and that's when he's most relaxed because he has no pressure. And when I hop in the fire down graphics routine racing car, it's just like, you know, no pressure, just have fun, and all these guys out here are so much fun to race with.
Since we won't see you in the Northwest in a truck, when will we see you in a sprint car?
I will be up there for, I think, opening weekend at Skagit, which I believe is like April 18th or something. And I'll probably be doing the 410 360 double duty night.
And then you'll be back up probably for Dirt Cup, maybe?
I can't make Dirt Cup this year. I think we're in, I don't know, I wish I could. I don't think I'll be Dirt Cup, but I have, I think, at least 20 of my shows this year at Skagit or Elma, so in the Northwest. I'm doing Knoxville Nationals, the 360 Nationals, and then quite a few races out here in California. So I'll be all up the West Coast quite a bit this year just to go home and see all the fans and whatnot. It's a lot of fun racing up in the Northwest.
Taylor, talk a bit about the people that have helped you along the way. I know family is real important and a lot of support there, but just kind of talk about some of the people that have really made an impact on you, helping you get to where you're at.
Yeah, I guess my parents are huge. I mean, they've done everything they can to help me and support me 100%. Kevin Rudine, my uncle, he's done a ton. You know, Brent Anderson, Sean Kane, all the guys at Sam Biss at Fire Down Graphics, just all they do is support me. They give me all the help I need, whatever I need. My crew chief here, Shane Anderson and Rudine, is like, with my Rudine crew is what kind of got me going, and they've, you know, always backed me 100%. And now that I'm in the NASCAR, it's just everyone. I feel like you treat your team right, they'll treat you right. And so everyone on my team and just the Randy Moss crew and Doug and everyone out there that's helped me is big time help throughout my whole career. And even coming back down to Southern California with the Cadings and everything, they've been such a big help in my career. It's amazing how many people have helped me to get me where I'm at.
obviously the two forms of racing that you do are about as opposite as it can be. Are the fans the same, or do you find a difference when you go to run the sprint car at the dirt track versus, you know, the Camping World Truck?
They're all the same. They're there to see a good race, and we try to put on the best race we can. You definitely have a little more connection with my Northwest fans out here. You know, I know more people than I do out when I'm in Iowa or something, but they're all about the same. I definitely, Northwest has got to say, because I'm from Northwest, I have a better fan base, but they're all about the same.
Hey, listen, let me get off racing for just a quick second. When I was looking through your bio on you, one of your hobbies, it said pyrotechnics. What the hell do you blow up?
Pretty much anything I can get my hands on. me and my Uncle Kevin we've on the 4th of July, we go way too insane on fireworks, and we buy as many as we can and make as many stuff as we can. We just have, I love explosions and fire and all that stuff, so I just have as much fun with it as I.
What's the craziest thing you ever blew up? What's the craziest thing you've ever blown up?
Oh, man. We've used a stick of dynamite on a dock once. we've just... Stuff I probably shouldn't say on there. I don't know. Blown up a lot of things.
There's no police listening, I promise.
You're all right.
Otherwise, Mortland would be in jail, too, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, no, we just blow up whatever we can. Garbage cans, we've thrown it in big dumpsters at our cabin and standpoint, and whatever seems good at the time that me and my cousins feel like we should blow up.
Hey, Taylor, let's try and keep Tom from incriminating you, so at least maybe someday you can come back into the state of Washington. talk about your teammate, Mike Skinner.
He's a great guy. That guy has helped me a lot this year. He's got a lot of good advice. He's been here a long time and knows what he's doing. He helps me a lot more with the racing and in practice and qualifying, but when it gets to the race time, he's give me advice of what this truck's going to do here and there. And he also told me that, with two Fs ago, we're not teammates. So he's a good teammate. I'm very fortunate to have him and the whole Randy Moss crew behind me.
So he doesn't, make you change the oil in his truck or anything like that yet, does he?
No. We went down to his house and did some of that stuff, and he's a cool guy.
All right, so how long is your deal with Randy Moss Motorsports for?
Just this year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what entitles next year. My goal is to win Rookie of the Year and then run for the championship next year in the Truck Series.
There you go.
I don't think I'm ready to go to the Sprint Cup Series yet because, we can see you need to be experienced to go there. And I like truck racing better than nationwide racing just because it's more intense. But that's what short-term goals right now, just run 2 years at Randy Moss and hopefully go on from there with 180 behind us like they are and Toyota behind us like they are. The opportunities are endless.
Have you had an opportunity, I know your truck is a Toyota, but have you had an opportunity to hop into a Ford or a Chevy or a Dodge and see what the differences are between those makes?
I drove a Dodge at Bristol, but you can't really tell. Toyota's definitely got their power bands are all different. It's a little smoother than the Dodge, but Bristol's such a hard place to tell. I've never driven I know Chevy and Ford have got a slicker body than a Toyota does, but Toyota's got the horsepower of them, so that's kind of evens it out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got more side force than them, but they've got straighter straightaway speed. It's kind of crazy how it all works, but I'm very fortunate to be in Toyota because they seem to be doing the best right now.
In these economic times, we keep hearing that the car manufacturers are cutting back. Tell us a little bit about what kind of support do you get from the factory? Just how involved is Toyota in their truck series?
Oh, they're very big in the truck series. We, earlier at California, went down to their headquarters and had a big meeting and stuff, and they're not hurting as bad as everyone else. They're thinking, in a couple of, a year from now, the economy will back up. So they're just wanting to keep going, and the engine program they give us is huge with Triad and all of them, and just, it's amazing how they help out the whole Randy Moss crew and even, any Toyota team in the truck nationwide or a cup level is just Toyota's a huge impact in NASCAR right now.
Do they have any involvement in the actual construction of the truck or build your motors or anything like that?
Yeah, they're doing all. TRD is doing all the motors. Or Triad's doing them, but TRD is what's giving them all the information and whatnot. And then Triad builds our frames, which is part of Toyota and stuff. So they're pretty well involved in NASCAR more than people think.
We've had, I'll bring up Kevin Hamlin. Kevin Hamlin pretty much isn't allowed in the shop to work on race vehicles. How about you?
I actually am at the shop every day. It's part of my deal as my dad. My crew chief want me there every day learning what I can. I do a lot of sitting around and just watching, but when I do get to work, it's fun and work out every morning at 11 with the guys and practice every day. And actually, we had a, me and my crew chief did a tire changing contest yesterday at the shop, and it was pretty fun. So we just, I'm trying to be as involved as I can with the team just to get, that way you get every inch in support out of those guys. And it's fun being in the shop and seeing what goes on. There's a lot more to it than you'd ever think.
I'm assuming part of that, while you're in that shop too, is to help build that team rapport and with your crew chief. And by the way, who is your crew chief and what kind of relationship do you have with him?
My crew chief is Doug Wilcott.
It's called his offensive coordinator, by the way, Tom.
Yeah, he was Scott Speed's crew chief last year when he ran for VD. He's done Cup stuff. He was with Bill Davis for like 5 years. Me and him have a really good relationship. He is an awesome guy. He helps me out. Last 2 years, he's been working. He went through about 8 rookies at BD, and then they've moved on. And so he knows how to help a rookie out and knows what I'm feeling. And he used to be a driver type deal. So he knows what to, you know, before I even come in and say what he goes, was a car or truck feeling like this? And I say, yeah. And he's like, okay, you know, put this sway bar in or whatever. He knows what's going on, which makes it really nice for me. And he's just an awesome crew chief. Couldn't ask for anything better.
And he's receptive to your suggestions too?
Yes, everything I want to try, he does, and we have a very good relationship going on.
Awesome. Well, Taylor, thanks a lot for hanging out with us tonight. Congratulations, by the way, man. It's been a neat path for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I got to say thanks to Fire & Graphics and 180 and Toyota and all those guys.
All right, well, I say it many times, but man, once I got your number, I'm going to use it, so we'll keep checking in with you throughout the season, okay?
Anytime.
All right, bud.
Taylor, good luck this weekend and throughout the year.
Thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Take care. Thank you, Taylor.
No problem.
What a great guy. That kid has just got it figured out, I think.
He does. And what a great life. You know, I mean, I'm going to jump into dirt sprint car. I'm going to run Knoxville. I'm going to go to Chico. Hey, oh, I'm going to go run Bristol, Martinsville, Daytona, whatever. And you can hear it in his voice, though. He knows that he's pretty blessed, pretty lucky right now.
Yeah, he is. So we'll keep track of him, Taylor Malsom and Randy Moss Motorsports. We're going to take a break. We're going to get Paul Bartholomew on the line. As I mentioned, he's taking a little bit of a break, but he's going to take time out to talk to us. This is North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380 KRKO Radio.